I listened the other day about repurposing an episode. Here's one now.
Okay, we've gone to that link to create a custom dashboard. The support says sign into Google Analytics, which I've done on this screen over here. And then it says open reports. Well, in mine, I just go to customization, as you can see there. And then under customization is dashboards. Okay, so to create a new dashboard, etc., etc., follow those prompts down. And there's going to be some discrepancies from this article here to what shows up over here on this side. So when you log into your Google Analytics, keep a couple of tabs open so you can go back and consult the documentation and then rewhittle what's in the documentation to make your dashboard happen. The customization of dashboards is a great tool. I'll show you a couple that I've built, and that's going to mean I take this window and make it the main window. And these are dashboards that I've built primarily by taking someone's how to do it and then adding the widgets to a dashboard and then creating same. Like Manage Plus, I'll show you this one real quick. This began its life as someone's blog post and said you need to track new visits, the visits, average time on the website, the bounce rate, the top pages. And so I simply added those widgets, as you can see here, and bazinga, there it is, it's done. Okay, so we go back to this, and when you log in to your Google Analytics, of course you're going to go to Analytics, this first one, and then that's going to give you the look that you need to have to see customization. And then you're going to see under customization, you'll see dashboards, custom reports, save reports, custom alerts. I hope this has got you just a smattering of an understanding of how to locate your dashboard configuration panel. And with the help of that Google Analytics for documentation, and this one, if you go to that link that's in the show notes, if you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, you'll get to the link at today's show notes. And it has the link how to get to this dashboard control panel knowledge base article. And this one's a little bit dated. You'll have to make some adjustments, just like I adjusted my picture and put it right here. The efforts at creating the dashboards, if you've got campaigns started, if you've made your goals and set them up, then track the success or non-success of that goal. Maybe if your goal is to have visitors that go to at least 3 pages on your website, set that up in a custom dashboard, make it a widget, and then you can track and monitor that. If you just simply create the idea in your head but don't track it, you're never going to know if it happens and works. This has been a special report from the Guyer Cook Report. I hope you have a great week.
I want to thank all the time that you've devoted to this episode of the Guyer Cook Report. I hope that link helps you out in some way. Thanks to the patrons that support this effort. It's a wrap.
And this is how you get in touch with yours truly, Guyer Cook. There's the guyrcookreport.com, and there's a contact form if you go to guyrcook.com, just like it shows in text there. Or you can call my new cell phone number, 509-200-1429. I look forward to talking to you.